Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Are you looking to wager on all the big games in sports? Well, I have awesome news for you. Our partners at BetOnline continue to get it done. You'll find the latest odds, matchup info, player news, game trends, and as your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. It's always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, from golf, boxing, tennis, and the NFL to MMA to Major League Baseball to college football and college basketball. It's terrific stuff. And all you have to do is head on over to betonline.ag. That's betonline.ag to join and receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use our promo code, though, Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
It's always ice cream season in Central New York, and the locally owned and operated Carvel in North Syracuse welcomes you to come in and grab their pumpkin cakes, along with a four-pack of Little Screamers. Carvel is open 7 days a week, Brewerton Road, North Syracuse, America's favorite since 1934. And now, offering pumpkin spice soft serve to go along with pumpkin cakes and those four packs of Screamers. Happy Halloween!
This is Linda Cohn from ESPN, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
The ML Sports Platter is back with you all over the major platforms. We are brought to you by our good friends at Jam and Beats, Camillus Golf Club, Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual New York State, and our terrific friends at Rosie's Corner. I was just in there today getting my chicken and biscuits. Make sure you stop by for the comfort food. Every Monday, there's meatloaf. Tuesday, turkey slop. Wednesday, chicken and biscuits. You've got your Thursday and Friday mac and cheese and your fish Friday as well. All at Rosie's Corner, Route 11 in Brewerton, in front of the Brewerton Bridge. And, of course, gift cards are available this holiday season for your friends and family, and get those pizza wing combinations for all the games as well. Rosie's Corner is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor, and a quick tip of the cap, thank you as well, the Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company and the Vince Aguirre Consulting Group. This is the second best weekend, probably, of college football because it's championship weekend, obviously rivalry week, you know, over the course of the Thanksgiving holiday is number one in my book. So I'm going to break down these games and, you know, kind of chat storylines and all the rest. And I got to tell you, I mean, I love at least, I would say, one matchup, even though I think it could potentially be a blowout, right? I mean, I think when you look at the SEC title game, I've been impressed, obviously, with LSU this year, right? Like, they beat Alabama overall, right? They've had some really quality wins. They have a chance to go and win the SEC, of course. For the most part, I've been impressed with them. But that last game left a really bad taste in my mouth for LSU. I mean, Texas A&M's been irrelevant all year, and they rolled Texas. They rolled LSU. I mean, they rolled them. 38-23. That game was not close. They won at the line of scrimmage. They won, you know, the game management battle. They won third down. I mean, they won everything. And they've been irrelevant. And they smoked LSU. And LSU would come into that game on a five-game win streak. Now, the overall schedule that LSU plays is obviously one of the toughest in the country. They had to play at the time 8 Tennessee, 7 Ole Miss, 6 Alabama. They beat Florida State first game of the year. We thought maybe Florida State was a 500 or a couple game over 500 team. Turns out Florida State is a ton better, and they're now currently ranked. They also now have to play the best team in the country in the SEC title game, the Georgia Bulldogs. And I think this could potentially be a blowout, but I'm looking forward to the game. super pumped up about it because, again, SEC is the major theater in college football. It is the watch every single Saturday and everywhere in between. You know, it's just terrific. It really is. You know, you've got Stetson Bennett playing at an extremely high level. Jaden Daniels is going to have to make a ton of plays if LSU is going to stay in this thing. But I think that the Georgia defense, I think that the Georgia, you know, offense as well, they can run it with McIntosh and company. They can pass it great on play action. I think Stetson Bennett is actually an underrated NFL prospect. Think about it. He's already won a national championship. He's played on the big stage for years, right? Everybody else is getting into the conversation before he is. I mean, people are talking Bryce Young. They're talking Will Levis. They're talking C.J. Stroud. They're talking all those guys. I mean, even the kid at, you know, from TCU in Duggan, right? I mean, they're talking about all these guys over this guy in Stetson Bennett. And he, all he's done is win, win, win no matter what. That's it. You know, he's put up numbers. He can run it. He can throw it. He's a leader. He's a game manager. You know, he's got incredible, incredible ability to see over the top and attack defenses. He's, you know, despite his 5'11", 200-pound frame, you know, he has the ability to somehow get the ball up and over. You know, he has an 192.3 rating versus the top 25 AP football teams. I mean, come on. Look at the numbers here. So I think he might be an underrated NFL prospect, and I think that the Georgia Bulldogs, they're favored by 17.5. That's a lot of points, but I think they cover it. I really do. I think Georgia wins this game. I'm going to go 40-17, beating LSU in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. I think this game is going to be just a walkover. Georgia is easily, to me, the best team in the country. You know, when you look at all the guys that they have on defense, they haven't missed a beat, man. They really haven't. They had the best defense in college football last year. And all they've done this year is collect 22 sacks. They're great at tackling. The DBs and safeties got better every game. The linebackers can fly around. This kid, Malachi Starks, the defensive back, is a stud. I mean, he has 60 tackles, solo and assisted combined. He's just a freshman. I mean, that's the other thing about Georgia's defense is that they have so many awesome players on defense, and they're all mostly so young. I mean, look at Jamon Dumas Johnson, for example, a sophomore linebacker, right? I mean, these guys are so young, and they're dominating right now, right? Smail Mondon Jr., another guy, you know, at linebacker. I mean, their linebackers are unbelievable, right? I'll tell you what, you know, Kelly Ringo, he's a sophomore. I mean, my goodness, this class, this sophomore class, a couple of years ago, I think it was the one that was number one in the country, right? Christopher Smith is a D-back who's going to be gone. He's a senior. He'll play in the NFL for sure. You know, 6 foot, 195, 200-pound, great cover skills. You know, this is a Georgia defense that's absolutely nasty. And then you take that with the ground attack and the pass attack led by Stetson Bennett. I think this team is going to roll LSU 40-17. USC hosting Utah in the Pac-12 title game. That's out in Vegas. And this game basically comes down to what can Utah do defensively to slow down the best player in college football in Caleb Williams, who I think right now is out front in terms of the Heisman Trophy. He is spectacular and a player a lot of people are saying is the closest thing we've seen, you know, since Patrick Mahomes. I know that's a lot of pressure, but again, we're not calling him Patrick Mahomes. He just kind of reminds us of Patrick Mahomes. And you look at his incredible statistics. He's thrown for over 3,700 yards. He's got 34 touchdowns. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's smart with it when he throws it. He's smart with it when he runs it. Caleb Williams is the key to this game, obviously, for both sides. If Caleb Williams plays a great game, it's going to be an awfully long day for Utah. If he plays a mediocre to bad game, Utah can hang in this thing. I think Williams dominates. I think USC wins. I think USC goes to the college football playoff. And what an unbelievable year it's been for Lincoln Riley. Could you imagine him winning this game and getting into the college football playoff in year one? Now, look, I understand it's USC. I understand that it's LA. It's the history, the uniform, the Hall of Fame, the play. But 18-year-olds want to go somewhere where they can win, be on TV all the time, which everybody else is, and finally go to the NFL, right? USC provides all of that. When you go to USC, you know, look, Nick Saban turned around Alabama, right? Pretty quick. I mean, the first, year or two, no. But, I mean, once he brought in that class with Julio Jones, I mean, Julio Jones is the most important recruit in Alabama history. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, Nick Saban was like, wait a minute, we gotta recruit in our backyard here, right? I mean, this is how we're going to get Alabama football back. However, even though it is difficult to rebuild, and by the way, yes, Julio Jones is from Foley, Alabama, and went to Foley, so he's right in the backyard. You know, while it's not easy to rebuild a program, it is certainly easier to rebuild USC or Alabama or Georgia or LSU, okay? It's much easier to do that than, you know, rebuild Pittsburgh or Syracuse or Indiana, okay? These are trademark all-time programs. I think USC wins. They're only favored by 2.5. Give me USC by 10, 31-21. Kansas State at TCU. 2.5-point favorites are the Horned Frogs. This is a huge game for TCU to get into the college football playoff, and you've got to love the parity in college football. You know, it's not just the Alabama, Georgia, Clemson show, Ohio State show as well, right? It's we've got Michigan back, of course, which is nice. We'll get to them in a minute, assuming that they win their Big Ten title game out in Indy. But look at TCU, look at USC. Like, this is a different mix of teams, right? Last year, Cincinnati got in, so maybe the gap has closed on Alabama. I'm not going to count Saban and the Crimson Tide out ever. They even have still a remote chance to get into the college football playoff, I suppose. If TCU were to lose and USC were to lose and Michigan were to lose, maybe it does open up a door for Alabama. I don't know. A lot of people would be pissed at that. I would not be if all those teams lost, because Alabama's resume, Alabama's schedule, Alabama, I don't know, man. I mean, it would look pretty close, if not better, than everybody else, right, at this particular point. But I think these teams mostly, I mean, I'm going to go with the chalk in these games. I think TCU wins it. I think they win it behind Duggan. I think they win it behind this kid Johnson, who's a great wide receiver. I think TCU puts up some points. I think it's close for a while, because I think Kansas State's playing with a lot of confidence right now. But I'm going to go TCU in this football game. They're favored by 2.5. I bet the house on that. Let's go 34-23. TCU gets it done over Kansas State. I'm going to get to the rest of the college football championship weekend games in a minute. But first, on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Burn Dairy and Stanley Law Offices, this.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The ML Sports Platter is back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review. And you can hit me on YouTube, Mike L Sports, and on Twitter with a follow, at Mike L Sports. We are brought to you by your State Farm agent, Matt Graham. Make sure if you're in and around the state of New York and Central New York, you go to SyracuseInsuranceAgent.com. Get a free rate quote today. Home, auto, life, business, health, and more. Right there at Matt Graham State Farm. He's terrific. And we're also sponsored in part by Bet Online, Camillus Golf Club, Jam and Beats, and MyHotTub.com. Facebook, Instagram, go follow them and check out their special for the holiday season. You can save $1,000 on a hot tub right now. You can order online at MyHotTub.com or shop the showcase at Destiny USA if you're around Central New York. Three more games to talk about. UCF and Tulane play in the AAC Championship. I don't know anything about these teams. I haven't seen 1 minute of football between these two teams, but I do think it's quite remarkable and quite impressive at 9-3 that UCF is there with Tulane, who's 10-2, and they're both top 22 teams. I mean, Tulane's 18 and UCF is 22. I mean, the AAC, really? I mean, it's not Power 5. It's not the Big 10, Big 12, Pac-12, SEC, ACC. And they have two top 22 teams, right? Not a lot of conferences can boast that right there not being in the Power 5, right? And this is great for recruiting. It's an awesome opportunity. They're playing in New Orleans. These are huge games for these kind of programs. Tulane is favored by 4. I'm just going to kind of trust the line, and I'm going to pick Tulane 31-27. Purdue at Michigan. Here we go. Michigan only needs one more win to get back into the college football playoff. And remember just a couple years ago, a lot of people wanted Jim Harbaugh's head. Remember that? Never going to beat Ohio State. Oh, yeah? Now he's beaten them back-to-back years, once in Ann Arbor, another time here in at the Horseshoe in Columbus. I mean, just absolutely rolled over him, okay? Jim Harbaugh, everywhere he goes, he wins. That's what this is all about. Everywhere the guy goes, he wins. He won at Stanford. He won in San Francisco in the NFL. And now he's at Michigan, and he's winning. All he does is win. And Blake Corum in the knee, he just can't shift right now. Will he play in this game at all? I don't know. He got, you know, or what, that early carry or two against Ohio State and right away could not get anywhere. And so they pulled him, and that was it. But Michigan didn't bat an eye. They just crushed Ohio State. They converted red zone. They converted third down. They won the line of scrimmage. I mean, they won every possible part of that football game. J.J. McCarthy was absolutely unbelievable against Ohio State. And, you know, they've got Donovan Edwards still to run the football. They've got C.J. Stokes. You know, McCarthy can get out of the pocket a little bit and win some, you know, read option plays and all the rest and do some trickery. You know, McCarthy was spectacular against Ohio State. I mean, 12 of 24 for 263 and 3 touchdowns was just what an unbelievable year. You know, he has really had, capping it with that win at Ohio State. 6 attempts for 27 yards and a touchdown. And, you know, Joel Klatt was talking during the broadcast, you know, the Fox Noon telecast, like, hey, you know, J.J. McCarthy, you know, right now slinging it, you know, the way he's throwing it, he's not going to be good enough to win it. Well, and I'm paraphrasing, but boy, did he change his tune, and rightfully so. J.J. McCarthy went out there, and he flat out won the game for Michigan. And you know what? He doesn't have crazy 3,500 to 4,000-yard stats like a Caleb Williams, for example. He's not as electric and energetic and flashy as C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young, but he just gets the job done. And he, you know, has an unbelievable ground attack. That's where it starts for Michigan, but he doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, he's only throwing 2 picks this year. You know, he's a sophomore as well. So they're going to get him back next year, assuming he stays, no transfer portal. And Michigan right now is a premier program to, you know, get recruits again. I mean, if I'm 18... I mean, why wouldn't I want to play for Jim Harbaugh? If I'm a running back, if I'm an offensive lineman, I'm going to Michigan, right? I mean, I'm either going, I mean, if I'm getting recruited by, you know, a ton of schools not named Georgia, I'm going to Michigan if I play specific positions. If I'm a linebacker, if I'm a corner, I'm going to Michigan, you know? I mean, Georgia would be probably number one for sure. Alabama's still hovering around. There's no question about that. But you know, Ohio State's around, you know, the top 5, but Michigan's in the top 5 right now. They're a premier program in college football, period. And I think they roll Purdue. They're favored by 17. I'm going to take Michigan by 30 in this game. 40-10, Michigan gets it done. High-scoring affair. They run the football like crazy. They push Purdue around. J.J. McCarthy goes off. Aiden O'Connell. I saw this Purdue team lose to Syracuse in the beginning of the year. You know? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, Purdue, there's a little bit of a slide, they're around 500. And then all of a sudden you wake up one day, and here's Purdue again. They're 8-4. They went 6-3 in the Big Ten. Somehow they got 8-4 on the year. The Michigan defense, the secondary, is going to have to watch out for the Aiden O'Connell to Charlie Jones quarterback-wide receiver combination, which has been outstanding this year. And Charlie Jones can get in space. He's going to play on Sundays. He's 6-foot, a 200-pound kid. He can play on the boundary. You can move him into the slot. He kills you. He breaks away yards after catch. Wonderful player. Saw him perform in the Dome against Syracuse at the beginning of the season. All right, final championship game. Clemson in North Carolina. I think disappointing seasons for both these teams, right? I mean, let's be honest. North Carolina finished horribly. Clemson lost two games. I know they went 8-0 in the ACC, but the ACC is bad. And, you know, DJ Uiagalelei was up and down, I thought, all year. He had a really great stretch there for four or five games. You know, he got absolutely banged up and should have, you know, maybe, well, I don't want to say lose his job for the foreseeable future, but he should have lost the game, you know, to Syracuse. I mean, Syracuse knocked him out of the game because of poor play. He got dinged up as well. I mean, they were hitting him hard. They were getting to him. And SU let that thing slip away. And then, of course, your season kind of fell apart. Well, not kind of. It did until the final week when they beat Boston College. But Syracuse should have won that game. And when they blew a double-digit lead against Clemson on the road, forcing all those turnovers, and DJ Uiagalelei gets knocked out of the game, that has to be a win. You know, for a team that had won at the time almost 40 games, you know, straight at home, they needed to win that game. Clemson is still obviously a really, really good football team. They've got some playmakers here. You're going to see those guys on Sundays, the Will Shipleys of the world. You're going to see Antonio Williams on Sundays. You know, this is obviously a formidable front line. It's one of the best defensive lines in all of college football. But, you know, overall, the year has been, you know, disappointing. And I think they played a really, 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 really weak schedule. I mean, horrible schedule, you know. They went and played. I mean, they're out of conference schedule. Was Georgia Tech, they started the year playing an ACC team in Georgia Tech. They played Furman and Louisiana Tech after that. They played number 21 Wake, number 10 NC State, Boston College, Florida State, Syracuse, at Notre Dame, loss, Louisville, Miami, South Carolina, their rival to end the year, and they lost that game. So really in there, like, what constitutes a good win? Florida State, I would say. I don't even think Syracuse is a good win at this point, right? And Wake, right? They're good. They're good wins. Not great wins. Maybe NC State's a good win. So Wake, NC State, Florida State, and even then, you're like, okay. North Carolina has, you know, speaking of great quarterbacks, they've got a guy who is going to get picked, and he might get picked, surprisingly enough, higher than some of the aforementioned names I gave you. You know, Drake May is phenomenal. I mean, he has 35 touchdowns on the year. He rarely throws picks. He's a great runner, 629 yards from scrimmage right now. He is over 4,400 yards on the year. I mean, this guy is electric as hell. Hits Josh Downs all the time in stride. Run it, throw it. He's made up, quick math, 41 touchdowns from scrimmage for North Carolina. It's going to be a battle, I think. It's going to be high scoring. I got to tell you what, I have a weird feeling about this game. I'm picking North Carolina in a small upset. I really am. I don't know why I'm doing that. I just have a really strange feeling. It's kind of a home game for North Carolina as well, playing right there in Charlotte. You know, I think this kid May is the real deal. And I think North Carolina, something happens where they pull this game off. Talk about a weak schedule too, by the way, huh? Florida A&M, Appalachian State, Georgia State, Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, Miami, Duke, Pitt, Virginia, Wake, Georgia Tech, NC State. I mean, my God, they started 9-1 this season. You know, didn't beat anybody, you know, in that group. And then they lose to Georgia Tech and NC State to end the year. They haven't played a soul. I mean, North Carolina, is Appalachian State on the road winning, you know, 63-61? You know, is that a great win? I don't think so. It might be a solid win. But my gosh, this schedule is horrible. But I have some weird feeling because I just don't think Clemson's that good. I'm going to pick North Carolina in an upset. I just am, for fun. 31-30 on a last-second field goal. Carolina gets it done. So there's your championship weekend in college football. Hope you enjoy all the games. I'm Mike Lindsley. This episode is brought to you by our great friends over at Burn Dairy. Stop by all participating locations. Grab the chocolate milk, the delicious coffee, and donuts on your way into work at Burn Dairy. You can gas up your vehicle there as well. Burn Dairy, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor if you're in and around Central New York. And a tip of the cap thank you as well to Stumble and Monkey Brewing Company, Ken's Auto Detailing, Brian Comboy of Mass Mutual New York State, and our great friends over at Chick-fil-A of Cicero and Clay. Hey, stop by, grab the gift card for your loved ones. And oh, by the way, Chicken travels well. They'll cater everything, leave the cooking to them. The options are truly endless. They're here to serve, and their menu is absolutely spectacular. Chicken tenders and nuggets, the waffle fries, the delicious homemade mac and cheese. They've got it all going on at Chick-fil-A of Cicero and Clay. Stop by, the best business around in terms of the drive-thru and service. It's great, great stuff. And you can stop for breakfast as well for, their burrito bowl, breakfast bowl, excuse me. You can get the delicious chicken sandwiches for breakfast. You can get the sausage, egg and cheese, bacon, egg and cheese, you name it. And by the way, they have a grilled chicken grilled chicken bundle for your catering needs that are absolutely unbelievable. It's a great option, this chicken bundle for catering. Everyone can build their own grilled chicken sandwich with chicken Chick-fil-A, grilled chicken breast, multi-grain buns, all the sauces. And it's just a great thing. Their catering is fantastic. They've got the wrap trays as well. Stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And, hey, try their chocolate chip cookies and the delicious peppermint shakes as well. It is indeed peppermint shake season at Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Cicero and Clay. Get on over there and visit CFASite.com. CFASite.com/Clay. Alrighty, there you have it. Thanks for listening. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Did you know that My Hot Tub came from global leaders in the hot tub industry, and their hot tub did not? That's a fact. Look it up. Did you know that My Hot Tub was built in the United States with the highest standard of quality control? Yeah, their hot tub is out of control. Did you know that My Hot Tub has factory direct pricing, comes with customer service support 7 days a week, has an extensive warranty, and offers free shipping to your home, and came with an incredible financing plan? Yep, you guessed it. Sorry, their hot tubs simply don't. When it comes time for you to choose the right hot tub for you and your family, remember, there's My Hot Tub and there's their hot tub. Smart shoppers choose My Hot Tub every time. MyHotTub.com. Experience the difference in person and visit their showroom in Destiny, USA, or visit them online at MyHotTub.com. Why go with their hot tub when you can go with My Hot Tub? MyHotTub.com.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.